Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners. The Radio Pulpit is bungelela balalele Radio Pulpit. Manje, our scripture reading is Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Ifundeka kanje NIV. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Silbonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje, with a reference to the Lord's Prayer, which also taught us all the essentials that are attached to the Lord's Prayer. Sibona ukuthi kune praise, kune thanksgiving, kune confession, kune petition, kune intercession, and most of all, kune ntando, the will of God. Manje, he taught us to say, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Therefore, the only means that will result us to reach that obligation is through the transformation and the renewing of our minds, according to what we read in Romans chapter 12. Manje, the transformation of lives can only be done by the Holy Spirit, and the renewing of the mind lies upon us through the reading of the Word of God. Moreover, unless the kingdom of God is embraced and is acceptable completely, transformation can be impossible. Mind you, the kingdom of God, it's God's way of doing things. Lapha kuba Roma chapter 14, verse 17, the kingdom of God is not the matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Bese ku Matthew 6:33, uthi Jesu, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. If only we can grasp indlela kaNkulunkulu yokwenza izinto, njengoba ethi your kingdom come, sithe kingdom of God is the God's way of doing things. Uma ngabe nje singabamba lapho, sizothola ukuthi akusibhedini ukwenza intando kaNkulunkulu, njengoba uJesu ethe, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So singabamba nje lapho, sizothola ukuthi akusinto enzima. Ngani? Ngoba uJesu uthembisile kuMateyu 11 wathi his yoke is easy and his burden is light. What then is the will of God? Siyafunda kuba Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Lithi malifunda lithi, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Another translation ithi, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Therefore, in this verse of scripture, ifokasa kithi, those who belong to Christ, we are obligated, siyaphoqeleka, to be thankful kuso sonke isimo, whether it is favorable or unfavorable. Njengoba izwi James 1 verse 2 it explain ukuthi, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develop perseverance, and perseverance must finish its course. Therefore, the drive that would enable us, tina abaku Christu, ukuze sikwazi kuba thankful in every circumstances, is in knowledge. Njengoba eshu James 1, ukuthi, we got to know, in knowledge. We know, tina, that even when the situation is not favorable, siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu kuba Roma 8:28 lithi, in all things, God works for the good of all those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Siyazi ukuthi abashumayeli chapter 7, verse 14, lithi, when times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider that God has made the one as well as the other. Furthermore, we consider that to everything there is a season. Tina, who belong to Christ, what makes us to be thankful in all circumstances? Nomisimo sisihle, we relate impilo ka Josepha. Ukuthi uJosepha, he went from the pit to the prison, from the prison to the parliament. Afterwards, siyafunda ngaye ku Genesis 40 verse 20. Lapho econfronta ama brothers akhe ethi kubo, as for them, they meant evil against him, but God meant it for good. Manje ku situation yonke siyazi ukuthi noma ngabe imbi kanjani kukhona uNkulunkulu isanda sika uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu kukhona into ayenzayo. Manje to thank God in everything is to thank him when the situation is good. Logo kusho in it implies to a blessing. We thank God when the situation is bad. Logo kusho ukuthini? Kusho ukuthi in that situation, God is teaching us a lesson. Yiko logo noma kunzima, sikwazi ukumbonga uNkulunkulu. Ngoba ebunzimeni lobo, there's a lesson esifundayo. Ebunzimeni lobo, there's a testimony esitholayo. Ebunzimeni lobo esidlula kubo sizokwazi ukuqinisa nabantu abadlule kuyo, ngoba ngeke ukwazi ukumqinisa umuntu entweni ongazange wadlula kuyo. Yilento kukhona lento kuthiwa empathy ne sympathy. Iempathy ukungena esicathulweni somuntu. Manje uma ngabe simbonga uNkulunkulu ebunzimeni, uma uhlangabezana nomuntu osebunzimeni, ungena esicathulweni sakhe. Ngani? Uyayazi le ndlela udlule kuyo. Manje abantwana baka-Israyeli, into abayenza, iphutha abalenza ukuthi after bekhulekile uNkulunkulu ezwe isikhalo sabo, wabakhipha eGibhitha ngesandla sakhe esinamandla, they were always murmuring and complaining. And logo bekungamplizi uNkulunkulu. And logo kwenze ukuthi badileyeke ukuyongena esethembisweni sabo. Manje i-gratitude, bathi ngesilungu i-gratitude, ukugcwala izibongo, yi-platform esiyidingayo ukuthi sime phezu kwayo. Whenever we interact with God, uma si nobudlelana noNkulunkulu, the vibration of gratitude, it attracts more positive things into our lives. Uyabona masibonga kune vibration yenzakalayo. And leyo vibration of gratitude yenza ukuthi kube nezinto ezipositive ezi-attractayo kithi. Njengoba sazi nezwi lapha ku Second Chronicle 20 ukuthi uma uJehoshaphat behlangabezana nezitha, cabanga izitha three nations zibahlasele, mabeya kuThixo bengena ama weapon, wathi uNkulunkulu, dumisani mina. Bese dumisa uThixo njalo bengenazi izikhali. Siyalizwa izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi the very people abagainst ibona, ngoba ibona abalwabodwa. Manje that vibration led God to destroy their enemies without them having any weapon. Sifunda izwi laphaya kwincwadi kaLuke chapter 17 uverse 11 to from verse 11 to 17 lithi leli lizwi. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praise God, in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Verse 17, Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except the foreigner?" Then he said to them, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Now we see learn ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi as they go, ngokumbonga uNkulunkulu, as they go, balokhu bephola, esimeni sabo manje uma usibuyela simbonga uNkulunkulu uThixo kuyamjabulisa lokho but baningi abantu namhlanje abenze njengalabo abayi 9 ukuthi manje uma becelile izinto kuNkulunkulu some of them mabebuyela bayobonga baphansi some of them mabebuyela bakhohlika ukuthi uNkulunkulu badlulise kuphi but uJesu Kristu wenza iexample yokuthi kukhona umuntu obengacatshangelwa ukuthi yena angabuya ezobonga kodwa wabuya engumSamaria bekhona abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ekudingeka ukuthi kube uyibona ababongayo manje kufana nathi yiko leli lizwi lithi thina abakuKristu Jesu kudingeka ukuthi sizobonga noma ngabe isimo sinjani siyabuyela kuThixo sibonge yenza abantu benga understand ukuthi why uma isimo sinje wena uyabonga manje angeke bakuthole lokho ngoba lokho kwenzelwe thina ukuthi uThixo simbonge noma isimo singavumi manje siyabona ekuseni kwanamhlanje ukuthi manje uFirst Thessalonians 5:18 commands us those who are in Christ to be thankful. Verse 14, as we continue thanking God, the process of our prayer is being answered. Verse 14, we look chapter 17. Masiloku simbonga uNkulunkulu esimene sikuso. In that process, there's a vibration. In that process, there's an answer ezayo from God. People who are not in Christ, whenever the situation is not in their favor, by a complainer, by atara amazi afana nokuthi why me, by a complainer, baze babuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu ebekuphi uma isimo sinje. Manje ba behavior exactly as King Saul, or they started consulting inyanga njengo King Saul. Owaye consult inyanga and ngoconsulta inyanga isimo siba more worse ngani ngoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu lesitshela lapha kuma Leviticus 19:31 ukuthi uma uconsulta inyanga nama spirits ngokukwenza lokhu uyazingcolisa manje uthola ukuthi isimo sinzima uhamba uyoconsulta inyanga uwenza izinto worse ngoba ngokuya kuzo uyazincolisa and abantu kunalento abayikhohlwayo ukuthi kukhona into engayikhuluma eright oyibona ukuthi iright usathane uyasazi and at the same time kuyenzeka ukuthi akunikeze ubona ukuthi ngathi lento iyalunga uyazi usathane ufaka lento kuba ngathi iyalunga kanti ufake enye ezomosha yonke into manje izwi kaNkulunkulu lifuna ukuthi kuso sonke isimo sibonge mawuvelele isifo kuzoba khona ukuthi awukulohlola akuyobheka awuyohlola yonke into bathi awuyohlola uyohlolani sokuhlolile kuzokwenzakalani this is a time yokuthi uma kunje njengoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi in everything give thanks Colossians 3 tells us that whatever we do in word or in action let us do it everything in the name of the Lord giving thanks to God the Father through him manje lesitshela ukuthi whatever we do in word or in action to do everything in the name of Jesus Christ giving thanks to God the Father through him manje uma siya ngendaba malithi whatever we do in word whatever we do in action in reason yalokho ukuthi people reveal themselves through their actions. Actions need us to take full accountability or responsibility. And action speaks louder than words. Manje, the book of James reads, faith without action is dead. Hence the Bible said, whatever we do in word and action, we need to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And when it comes to our words we utter malithi zikaThixo konke sikwenzayo whatever we do in word or in action. So uma siza endabeni ukuthi doing everything in words ukuthi the words that we utter, we've got to be careful. Ngani ngoba uma sikhuluma izinto ziye izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uma ngabe sikhuluma ngendlela engafanelekanga lawo mazwi esiwakhulumile angeke sikwazi ukubabuyisela emuva. So kubalulekile ukuthi konke sikwenzayo noma sikhuluma sikhulume njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, ngoba uma singakhulumanga kahle even nasesimeni sethu, not only ukukhuluma kahle kwabanye abantu, even nasesimeni sethu, ngoba uzozo abantu bezikhesa ngokwabo bekhuluma izinto ezingekho right ngemilomo yabo, bezikhesa ngesituation abakuyo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kuMatthew chapter 12 kuverse 36 to 37 liyasitshela ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga wonke every ugly word esikhulumayo we shall give an account therefore in the day of judgment. So yonke into esikhulumayo izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga sizoma esihlalweni sokwehlulela ngamazwi esiwakhulumile. Therefore our words and action are revealer the status zenhliziyo zethu. Uyabona hlala nomuntu 15 to 20 minutes or half an hour. Let's say umuntu ongamazi hlala naye nixoxe, then you'll see, you'll start to understand that person ngenxa yeyinkulumo zakhe, ngani ngoba ziphuma enhliziyweni. Manje that is why izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi whatever we do in words, kusho ukuthi mawuhleli nomuntu khuluma ukuphila, mawuhleli nomuntu khuluma ukubonga, umbonga uNkulunkulu kusituation, ne-action yethu iyasidalula, ngoba singasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu siyambonga kanti enhliziyweni asimbongi. Yiko lokhu uDavide lapha kumahubo 100 verse 1-5 athi I will enter his courts with praise, I will enter his courts with thanksgiving in my heart. Manje indaba isenhliziyweni, ngoba ungakhuluma ngomlomo kodwa inhliziyo ingekho lapho. Manje uma sibheka uDavide uma wathi I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart, ngithanda ukuthi ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngichaze lokhu. Each and every gate kwa-Israel isignifya iminisha into ethile. Njengoba i-East Gate kukhona le kuthiwa i-East Gate or i-Golden Gate, yile uJesu Kristo angena ngayo, and the same gate yile babengena ngayo mabeya ethempeleni lika Solomon. Manje kwakubalulekile uma ungena ngalelo gate inhliziyo yakho makube inhliziyo egcwele ukumbonga uNkulunkulu, athi ngiyongena emasangweni kaThixo ngokubonga. Manje isamis insisted that we enter his gate with thanksgiving in our hearts. The scripture collaborates nalezwi elilapha ku Deuteronomy 16 verse 16 to 17 athi uThixo, no one should appear before the Lord empty-handed. Each one must bring according to the blessing of the Lord our God has given us. Manje ukubonga sibonga nangezipho esizileta kuNkulunkulu, ngoba izwi likaThixo liyasho ukuthi singaveli kuThixo si empty handed. Uma sivela kuNkulunkulu makube nento esiphethe esandleni esignifya ukuthi sizobonga uThixo. Manje this is how we enter God's gate with thanksgiving in our hearts, to show appreciation. Even nasendlini kaThixo uma siyongena siyazi ukuthi manje sinemabandla ethu, but singangeni nje. Uma ungena endlini kaThixo suka ekhaya uzazi ukuthi le mali engiyiphethe awukoleki ngoba uphumfundisi, ukoleka ngoba ubonga uNkulunkulu. Manje esikhathini esiningi siyayicabangela ukuthi uma nginikela nginikela umfundisi. Khumbula uDavide kukhona la athi angeke nginikele kuNkulunkulu into engangikhosti lutho. Angeke nginikele kuThixo into engakhosti lutho. Ngani? Ngoba uyindoda eyayigcwele izibongo. Manje uma ungagcwelanga izibongo wenza noma kanjani. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje kuma Ephesians 5:20 ithi giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of Jesus. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of Jesus. Siyabonga kuNkulunkulu ngaso sonke isikhathi for yonke into. Manje mangithe ekuseni kwanamhlanje, think of it nawe ungumzali wenzela abantwana bakho izinto ezinhle. Uthola ukuthi abantwana ba-appreciate. Wenzela unkosikazi wakho into enhle noma wenzela umyeni wakho into enhle. Uthola ukuthi they never appreciate. Instead they are grumbling. Instead keep out bayaloko bayacela lento oye wabanikeza yona abakwazanga uyibonga. Manje sicabanga lokho mangcwele. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ngake ukubonga lokho. Therefore we are many things that we can give thanks. Ziningi nje izinto bangcwele esingabonga ngazo uNkulunkulu. For instance, singambonga uNkulunkulu bangcwele for his grace that is reaching more and more people. According to 2 Corinthians 4:15, ithi simbonga uNkulunkulu for igrace yakhe efinyelela kubo bonke abantu. Yasifinyelela nakithi le grace ekuthi masihleli phansi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngiyabonga insindiso. Ngoba phela kukho lula bangcwele ukuthi manje izwi likaNkulunkulu libe nendawo yokuhlala enhlizweni zethu. Baningi abayifisayo lento kodwa bangakwazi kuyithola. Manje singabonga futhi uNkulunkulu uma siya kuThixo according with our prayers and petition. Lapha kuPhilippians chapter 4 verse 6 wakhona ithi izwi kaNkulunkulu we must present our prayers and petition sihambise sigcwele ukubonga. Uma siya kuNkulunkulu nemikhuleko, siya kuNkulunkulu nama petition, kudingeka ukuthi siye nawo sigcwele ukubonga. Siyamkhumbula noDaniel uma eya kuThixo ngepetition yakhe wambonga uNkulunkulu and wamkhumbuza uNkulunkulu imisebenzi yakhe emihle. Manje simbonga uNkulunkulu for his deliverance according to Romans 7:25. Sibonga uNkulunkulu for his deliverance. Uyazi bangcwele kukhona sonke esiye sifika ensindisweni, kukhona izinto ebezisicindezele, kukhona izinto ebezisibophile. Manje uNkulunkulu masifika kuye, God delivered us kulezo zinto. Sometimes it cannot ubudakwa, sometimes it cannot the things as evident, but there are things sometimes namanga la uNkulunkulu akudeliver kwamanga. Ezinye izinto ziningi izinto ebezingabonakali kodwa ezisicindezele ekudingeka ukuthi njalo simbonge uNkulunkulu ukuthi Nkosi ngiyayibonga le nsindiso, ngiyayibonga i-deliverance yakho. Ku-First Chronicle ku-chapter 16 ku-verse 34 lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu kudingeka ukuthi simbonge uNkulunkulu for his goodness and mercies. Why goodness and mercies? Ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi lapha kumahubo 27 we shall see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Then laphayana Lamentation 3:22 lithi the mercies of God are new every morning. So izinto esimbonga uNkulunkulu ngazo ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu uthembekile. Sesivala ekuseni kwanamhlanje, uNkulunkulu makasisize ukuthi sikhone ukuthi sikwazi ukumbonga uNkulunkulu ngaso sonke isikhathi. Umbonga uNkulunkulu nangalabantwana bangalaleli. As we thank God ukuthi uNkulunkulu I know you noma ngabe isimo sinje, but ngibonga ngoba angibhekanga simo, ngibheke wena ukuthi lento akungeke kugcina isitha, kuyogcina wena. May God richly bless us this morning. Ngegama lika Jesu Christo, sisawuqala unyaka, masuqale sigcwele inhliziyo ezibongayo. Amen.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082 0800 657 2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.